The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Before we get started, this episode contains implications of OCD and chronic illness, grief, and loss. Content warnings and a full transcript are available in the show notes. Homestead on the Corner presents Tales of the Echo Wood. It's just another walk in the woods.
Like we do every day.
Like we do every day.
And I'm here with you.
Yes, you are.
We can keep each other safe. Besides, we haven't seen the Witchbane at all since you... Sorry, I shouldn't have said anything.
Some days are just harder than others.
I know, love. What should we do today? Oh, perhaps we could gather more sticks for the dead hedge.
The squirrels will be wanting somewhere to have their babies soon, I suppose.
And it was so lovely to see them gather last spring.
I don't remember much of that.
No?
I remember you.
But you do remember when they birthed those babies, don't you? The days were getting warmer. We took our breakfast outdoors.
Yes.
We had that fresh bread and...
And the eggs, yes.
And we sat on our steps. It was the first time I called them our steps.
Of course I remember that.
And we looked out into the half-built dead hedge, and there they were, the little squirrels.
You're right. I thought I'd forgotten that. I wish I could forget the Witchbane. It isn't natural for me to fear the woods. And besides, you're the one who fell ill, not me.
You nearly watched me die, remember? Nursed me back to health, battled the cursed thing with your own two hands. I was just taking a long nap.
It's only... I've pledged my life to the service of the Echo Wood. Death, danger, rot. It's all a part of it. A natural balance to the life and beauty of this place. If I can't hold both in my hands, what am I?
Do you think the stream questions what she is?
Anthea.
The stream just is. Be like the water. Whenever you feel frozen, whenever that old fear rises, just let those thoughts flow by. See that leaf? That's a thought of Witchbane. You don't need to grab onto it, just let it flow downstream.
What would I do without you?
Let's hope you never have to find out, Princess.
Farewell, travelers!
Farewell!
Oh! I thought they'd never leave.
Oh, you're telling me.
Ugh.
Can you get mine?
Of course.
Ugh. I don't know why you insist on putting on this act for passers-by.
I do not.
Oh, yes, you do. If it were up to me, I'd throw these dress laces straight into the fire.
Oh, don't you dare. It took me forever to spin those.
In the summertime, no less.
All right. All right.
You get so cranky when you're hot.
If that isn't the pot calling the kettle.
I'll get started on supper.
Anthea, do you think we have... Anthea? What's wrong?
Nothing, just a dizzy spell.
Sit. There. I've got you.
Sorry, it must be the heat in here.
I'll open the windows.
Thank you, May.
Of course. I'll take care of supper. You rest.
I washed those this morning.
I've got it, Anthea. It's just, it helps me. It helps me to know.
I know.
Please, I can't bear your disappointment.
I'm not disappointed. How could I be?
I don't want you to think I don't trust you. It's just, it helps sometimes. Washing the food myself. I can't help thinking of
the spores.
Yes.
Well, you did an excellent job of rinsing them off again. Oh, I see what you're up to.
It helps me too, you know, to just watch the water flow. You know, I've always loved you.
And I always will. The fresh air helps.
I'm glad.
I've been working inside so much lately, I completely miss the harvest. It really is beautiful out here.
Not completely.
Well, no, I suppose I was there to see what came in. And that was exciting in its own way. A new way, perhaps.
Maybe it will be better next harvest.
Maven.
What?
My mother...
Please, Anthea, don't.
Maven, I must tell you.
Why? Why must you?
Don't you want to know what might happen to me?
Not until we've tried everything we can.
May.
Are you telling me that you and I, two witches with decades of magic between us, are completely helpless to stop this? That I can do nothing but watch you fade? The brightest light that has ever graced this forest, and I'm to let that disappear.
You are to let it be. And you are to let me show you how to love me. Can you do that?
You know I can't argue with you like this.
We both know that isn't true.
tell me, then?
I don't remember my mother, my birth mother. My father remarried when I was very young, and I was her last child. But he did tell me what became of her. What took her from his world. I guess this was inevitable, wasn't it?
I don't like you saying that.
I know.
I want more time with you. Isn't that strange? 70 years we've had, and it's not enough.
I know.
I can't lose you. I need to do something. There has to be something we haven't tried. Some poultice or treatment. Something that'll keep me up days and nights working on it. Anything to keep you here. I've done it before.
I know. But you know what wasn't inevitable? Our time together. We both chose a solitary life. We both sought out the far corners of the world. And even still, we dragged our feet on our way to each other. This time with you wasn't inevitable. We fought it, even. And then our defenses melted in a glorious spring. And we built a world more wonderful than we ever could have on our own.
It's a miracle, isn't it?
It is.
Suppose in another lifetime we'll find each other again. Do you think that's possible?
It took the threat of death for me to see how much I needed you, May. Far as I see it, death and I are old friends.
So you think something can be arranged?
I do, indeed. Stew's almost done.
I'm not ready to leave this moment.
Pot, boiling hot. Give us, witches, time and thought. Then don't. Let's not leave this one just yet.
It is nice. Just to watch that quiet snow falling outside.
Letting it flow.
Watching it drift. I'm trying my best not to hold on too tightly.
I know.
I've always loved you, Anthea.
And I always will.
Tales of the Echowood, Minisode 2, Maiden, Mother, Crone. Starring Alejandra Cejudo as Maven and Virginia Spots as Anthea, with original music by Jesse Hagen and music mixing by Supersauce Audio. Written and produced by Virginia Spots with dialogue editing and sound design by Van Winkle. To learn more about the series and listen to our other podcasts, visit echowoodpod.com. If you've enjoyed this story, feel free to connect with us on Twitter and Instagram at EchoWoodPod, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or the podcatcher of your choice, and support further tales at patreon.com/homesteadcorner. I'm Van Winkle.
And I'm Virginia.
This is Homestead on the Corner.
And you're listening to
Tales of the Echo. Thank you.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.